Ralph Nader is asking for a manual recount of votes cast last week in New Hampshire. He's raising questions about the accuracy of optical scan equipment that was used to tabulate the vote there. Nader's complaint is just one of many you can find on the internet challenging the result of the presidential election, but it turns out that many who question the final vote count appear to be basing their charges on false assumptions or bad information. NPR's Pam Fessler covers voting issues and joins us now to help sort out some of the allegations. Welcome once again.
Hello, Robert.
First, let's look at some of the questions that have been raised. We've received a lot of emails from listeners who are referring to reports that the Florida Department of State website last week showed a total of 7,350,900 voters turning out for the election, but it also showed more than that, 7,588,422 votes cast for president. It looks like there were more than 200,000 votes than there were voters. That's pretty suspicious.
Well, it would be, Robert, if the numbers were correct, but in fact they're not. Those figures were posted last week, and they were incomplete, and they're still being updated. If you look at Florida's website today, you'll see that more than 7.6 million voters turned out on Election Day, and just under 7.6 million voters cast ballots for the president. That's a difference of about 30,000 votes, and it's actually very common to find that some voters go to the polling place, and they don't cast votes for every single race, and these numbers are in line with that. It's also possible that some people's votes were not recorded for one reason or another, and that's certainly something that people will be looking into. But even so, the numbers aren't large enough to really have affected the outcome of the race.
Now, there have also been reports, or allegations at least, that voting equipment must have been hacked because the final results just don't make sense to the critics of the results.
That's right. And a lot of this speculation is based on this analysis that was done about voting in Florida that's been circulating on the internet. It shows a huge discrepancy in some counties between voter registrations and the actual vote. For example, in Baker County, 69% of the voters are registered Democrats and only 24% are registered Republicans. Yet on Election Day, 78% of the vote went for President Bush. So the argument goes something must have been done to tamper with the results. But in fact, these numbers reflect a trend that political scientists have been noting for years in the South, that a lot of people registered as Democrats are increasingly voting Republican because they feel that the party's more in line with their sentiments.
Now, what about the comparison between the results of the election and exit polls that it is said showed, for example, John Kerry winning in Ohio and elsewhere?
Right. And these theories are based on the assumption that these exit polls somehow are an accurate reflection of what the final vote count will be. And in fact, that's just not the case. As you know, a lot of these exit poll numbers, especially the ones that come out early in the day, can be quite misleading. As in 1988, when the early exit polls showed Michael Dukakis, for example, winning California, a state that he didn't win. These polls are just that. They're polls. And in fact, some of these internet postings are citing pollster John Zogby's prediction on Election Day that John Kerry was going to take the state of Ohio as evidence that the election results were hacked. But even Zogby himself has a very different conclusion. He wrote an article on his website last week explaining how he got it wrong, and the article is called Mea Culpa, I Am a Pollster, Not a Predictor.
Humility from John Zogby. There have also been allegations that the electronic touchscreen vendors have had links to the Bush administration and that somehow they were programming the machines to manipulate the vote. What do you make of that?
Well, this goes back to a campaign fundraising letter that was written last year by Walden Odell, who's the CEO of Diebold, one of the largest manufacturers of the touchscreen equipment. And in that letter, Odell promised to, quote, help deliver Ohio's electoral votes for President Bush. It was a very unfortunate choice of words. Odell since acknowledged the letter was a mistake, and Diebold has subsequently said that all of its executives who have any dealings with its elections division are prohibited from making political contributions or participating in any political activities. In addition, the Nonpartisan Election Reform Information Project did a study of voting machine vendors and political ties, and they found that, with the exception of Diebold, political contributions by the vendors between 2001 and 2003 was pretty evenly distributed between Democrats and Republicans. And again, there's still no evidence that even if these political ties were stronger, that it's led to any tampering with the election election results.
Now, most people accept the validity of the presidential election result, but these conspiracy theories do persist. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think it shows that there's still a lot of political division and distrust after the 2000 elections, and to some extent it's understandable. We did have some problems in this year's election, long lines, problems with registration lists, and there are a lot of people who still have concerns about electronic voting equipment.
NPR's Pam Fester. Thanks a lot, Pam.
Thank you.